All right, here we go. Well, Pinkies, I'm at it again. We are off for a little bit of car therapy today. It's a few days after Pride 48 Las Vegas. I'll just roll up my windows. I still have my sunroof open. We've not driven this car for some time, so we're out for a little bit of car therapy. Because I'm coming down to my last couple of days of vacation. Things are winding down. Trying to get my life back in order to go back to work. You know, that's always never a nice thing, eh? Eh? Welcome to Canada. So, I thought it was time to get out and have a little bit of fun. Now, the last time I drove this car, we had all the windows and the sunroof open. I'm just going to close the sunroof for you. That will make things a little more intimate for us. There you go. Is that better? Now, be advised, this is a noisier car than the car we were driving a couple of days ago or from the last episode. Do I have to bring people up to speed on what the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast is all about? Are there new listeners? You think there's going to be people out there who've picked up the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast from listening to Pride 48 Las Vegas? I don't know. Well, just in case you're a new listener, I am the Faye Driver, and this is the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. Now, typically what happens on the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast is I drive around in a car and talk about my life. So today, I'm driving a Porsche 911, six-speed standard transmission, six-cylinder. You know, I talk about things like this, techs and specs and RPMs and what have you. And I drive around, sometimes I drive like a maniac and sometimes I don't. The last car we were in from the previous episode you heard was a large black BMW 745. That's known as the spy car, and the car we're in today is known as Manuel. And the reason it's called Manuel is because on the dash, when you turn on the air conditioning, it says Manuel on the dash. So that's how Manuel got his name. And it is a boy, because I'm a homosexual. So, now, what's happening today? Okay. Well, today, I'm going to get my hair cut once again. Gotta get my hair cut toned down from the massive, crazy, wild, and I'm a wild and crazy guy haircut. So that is the task of the day. Really, it's just an excuse to get out and drive this car. Before I go any further, I just want to drop in a couple of more names from people that I wasn't able to mention on the last episode. I just want to say what a treat it was to meet Brian, the game night guy. And his cohort, Curtis, Brian and Curtis from the Game Night Guys. Really, it was a treat meeting Brian. Not that there's anything wrong with Curtis. And his partner, Curtis's partner, or boyfriend, whatever you want to call it. What a charming fellow that fellow is. And also, I just want to say, what a tight little number that Baron Frosty is. Ooh la la. Now, there's a cutie. All right, enough about those guys. Let's talk about me. Who is that? Who laughs like that? Oh, I'm following a taxi. And would you believe it or not, it's a Prius. You know how much fun that's going to be. So, what else did I want to talk about? Oh, you know, did I tell you about my flooding? I must have talked about my flooding basement. I think I did. Okay, we won't talk about the flooding basement. So I'm quite excited because I'm going to start working on my BMW. And for those not following along in your hymnals, I got this software and I need to replace some certain computerized electronified modules in the BMW. So I've ordered my ultra expensive discount parts, which have arrived. And so I'm going to do a dry run on the installation of these modules. So I'm quite excited and just a little bit afraid of destroying the BMW by fucking up all the programming on it. So, you know, that was one of the things I was hoping to do before I went back to work. I intended to do that today, but various wrinkles occurred. You know, there's always something. Just, you know, you sit back and you think, you know, it's going to be great today. I'm going to have a lazy day. Mr. Anderson's going to go to work. I don't have to pussyfoot around and I can do whatever I bloody well feel like it. And then he decides to stay home and work at home. And that just completely throws the whole day into confusion and chaos. So I was kind of hoping to work on that thing today, but that didn't work out. Anyway, and I got a million things to do before I go back to work. And so, I'm minimizing the impact, and I'm taking advantage of this kind of screwed up day to go and get my hair cut. But as soon as I finish this task, when I get home, actually, you know what I'm doing today, which is going to be really nice? I always like to take myself out to lunch once in a while, so I'm going for a nice lunch while Mr. Anderson stays at home and works very hard. And then I'm going to get my hair cut, then I'm going to go home and play with my car cars. Because you know how we love playing with the car cars. So, yeah, I don't know. That's really all I have to say at this point. I think it's time to play some Boobala Chuckala music. And, which I'm going to start as soon as I get through this construction zone. You know, right now I'm at one of my most favorite corners and roads. Road corners, roads. But they're doing construction on this road, so the whole corner is all messed up. And not only that, but they've ripped a trench through the middle of the road. So now the road surface is completely different. And where before I knew intimately that corner and where the bumps were and where to avoid them, now it's got bumps throughout the whole thing. I'm going to have to relearn that corner. Oh man, it's going to be all bunged up there for a couple of weeks till they finish their construction. Oh me, oh my, oh, my life is so hard. Okay folks, well, I'm going to drive like a maniac. And you can listen to this mechanism, Mechamix. Okay, kids. All right, we're coming up to Snake Hill. And I don't have a clear shot, folks. Now, I just put gasoline in this car because it's fucking raining horribly. And I don't want to be out hooning around without all the weight on the front end. So, the weather is horrible. It is pouring rain. The roads are wet, but not... Well, they're wet. Here we go, Snake Hill. Loose. Third gear. 46, 50 miles an hour. Second gear, coming around a tight corner, sharing the road with a big truck. And then into the last hard one. Should we go second gear? Yeah, loosen up, fill it. That's the way, boy, that's the way. I love it. Weehaw. Oh my goodness, what a great car. Oh, it's all the stress in the world just washes away. Oh, thank God for Porsche 911s. I love Snake Hill. All right, so let's get back to business. Oy vey, move that thing, goddammit! I got an appointment! What the fuck? Oh, we're coming down two lanes into one. Oh boy, I'm gonna piss off the internet today! Sneaking up in the wrong lane. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Here comes the naughty fey driver! Alright, so, you know, I had a little catastrophe happen with my emails. I've been having so much trouble with my email because, you know, you gotta share your email across so many fucking devices these days. Your computer and your iPhone and your iPad, and if, God forbid, somebody can't get a hold of you at the drop of a hat, you know. So, you know, you got all these iterations of email on all these devices, and for me, they were not communicating quite properly. So I did like a full system-wide like dump out, except that I lost a lot of my historical emails. It's all working perfectly now over the all the three devices. Everything is syncing beautifully. It's working great, except that I lost some lovely emails from fans and listeners. Fans, can you hear it? I'm your number one fan. You know, messages from like George in Atlanta and Ranger John. We have such really interesting discussions. And Casey in Denver. So I lost a lot of those great emails that you guys have sent me in the past. So kind of sad about that, actually. Because I'm, you know, I am a hoarder. I like to hoard my email, too. I will say, though, oh, it feels so free to be free of all that crap. All that email. All those messages from Brenda Boo. Oy vey. Oh, look what I saw. I saw a puddle. I saw your face in a puddle. I thought you'd want to see an email of it. So I took a picture of it. Oh, yes, questions from guys like Ranger John and for future non-existent Pink Wheel Nuts garage shows. Oh, Gussie. So, somewhat unfortunate to lose all those emails. All right, well, you know, I'm always behind the schedule. And here I am, you know, I'm burning off to the hairdresser
for the second time. story to follow. Story at 11. Why are you going to the hairdresser twice in one day? Yes, get out of my lane. Well, that's a story for a different time. In any case, I am once again behind schedule. This is such a tight little space in here to do a power slide, Faye. Oh, feel it. Wants to break loose too. Come on, baby. Yes. This car is so responsive. It's just like tickling the underside of somebody's balls. Like, just, you get so much response from very little inputs, so to speak. Okay, so where am I going, folks? I'm trying to get to my hairdresser within 37 minutes. Oh, fucking construction! And there's construction everywhere. So, I'm trying to avoid the construction. I'll still make it in time. I feel confident I will make it in time. But my roots are now unproven. I'm going back to my hairdresser to get my roots re-proven. Oh, mucky, ucky, dirty construction zone, big truck spraying mud on my car, my precious car. Oh, good dear Gussie. Rough roads, potholes. Oh, we know how to pave a road, but we don't know how to put the holes back when we dig them up. Okay, Binkies, which way, left or right? It's gonna be more fun to go right, so we'll go right, and then we'll go left, so you got that? Right, left. So, you know, it takes me like 2 hours to run one errand. Why is life like that? Oh dear, I'm in with traffic. Yes, it's your light, you can go. You can make the gas pedal press down a little harder. Just press the gas pedal a little harder, you can do it. So I must learn to relax. Okay, so now big news. My father's coming back into town. So if I didn't have enough to do, I now have to organize my father's life once again. I had a really lovely break this summer and was able to get a lot of things accomplished because I didn't have to look after my dad, but because my brother was doing it. But now, alas, I will be the responsible one. Get out of the road, okay? Turn your lights on so people can see you. Gray cars on black roads in dingy gray weather. And you wonder why people canna see ya. I canna see ya, girl. So I'm gearing up for that. Now, folks, did you see the rumors on the internet? I think George in Atlanta might be coming back. I saw a microphone and a pop filter, and I saw some promotional, it looks like the old promotional machine of George in Atlanta is spitting out the tweets, trying to build some interest. George in Atlanta, you better be putting out something. Listen, you don't want people to have to listen to this shit. This shit that I'm putting out. Get on the horn, George. Anyway, it would be great to see George in Atlanta on the internets again. God, people, there's so many shows right now. All the fucking Pride 48 shows that are being displayed, whatever, put out on the internet. Oh my god. And they're all a fucking 1 hour long. Oh my god. So, have you tired of listening to me and all the other Pride 48ers and yakking off all the time? I certainly am. So I thought I would get on this show and tell you. Because if I am not telling you something about some displeasure, there's no point in living if you can't be displeased about something. Okay, fuck, Faye, shut up and drive. That's it. I'm done. I can't think of anything more lucid. All right, folks. Okay, what's the time at now? All right, so now I have 22 minutes to go, say, 17 minutes distance. So if we don't wipe out this car, we actually might make it on time. All right, that's it. Goodbye. I am the Faye Driver. You can find me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com, where I will immediately delete your email permanently. Speaking of George in Atlanta.
Hey kids, it's George in Atlanta. It is Saturday, November 12th. It's the 12th day of Napod Promo. A little crazy tonight, so I'm not going to have time for a full show, but it did take some time to pull together some of my favorite tunes I'm listening to right now. Throw together a little mix for you. So kick back, turn up the volume, and enjoy your Saturday night.